Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hey, this is Mike O'Mara, and this episode is brought to you by Hulu Plus. With Hulu Plus, you get total control to watch thousands of shows wherever you want, whenever you want. Binge on full seasons and watch your favorite current shows like Community, South Park, Saturday Night Live, and more. Right now, my listeners can get an extended free trial of Hulu Plus by going to HuluPlus.com/TMOS. That's HuluPlus.com/TMOS.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
How's your clock?
I don't know.
It looked like you were just raping your iPhone, Mike.
I don't know.
Why don't you use stopwatch for old people?
Because this is...
He's not old.
This is the one.
Yeah, that you're using stopwatch for old people. I'm glad you're using that app. Available for OS and Google Play.
I would pay $1.99 for that app. How much do it cost?
Free.
What?
Free.
Wow, that's like free money, Oscar.
Shut up. Wait a minute. This is not stopwatch for old people.
What is that?
This is a different one.
Oh, let me help you with
that. Is that stopwatch for middle-aged expectant fathers?
No, this is a new, a different one that I've been using for a long time.
You know what?
What?
You used to drive a different vehicle. Why not step up to the new generation?
Okay, I will.
Yeah,
hey, I promise.
I'll set it up.
Oscar, you almost got that out. That was good.
Yeah, it was horrible.
I would like
Heart
now.
Soul.
Damn it!
I would like now to do my latest impression, ladies and gentlemen. My very latest impression. This is a niche impression for moviegoers.
Would you call this impression a game changer? Because some of your impressions are game changers.
No.
Really?
Game changers are when I really have the voice and I'm going to do a lengthy conversation
like
with a
submarine, like a submarine sandwich commercial?
Yes, exactly. You know.
Oh, I'd love a submarine sandwich.
Hey, Jerry. Put the steak and cheese together.
That was
a game changer.
That's a game changer.
It's a game changing
impression. Arnold was a game changer.
No, that was a game changer.
Morgan Freeman, game changer.
Game changer.
Jeff Goldblum, game changer.
Sort of a game changer.
Bob Barker, not a game changer.
Yeah.
But a favorite.
Bob Barker, though, was a significant impression. Then there are the ones where I just do a sentence or a line from a movie.
Like, is it Matembe Mutombo?
Yeah, that's right. For example, my last one of these, you
Matembe?
May be familiar with that.
What's
the name? Dikembe Mutombo.
He called him.
Well, yeah, that's what I call him.
He doesn't follow sports games.
I don't follow sports games.
So that was the Dikembe Mutombo on the Geico commercial.
Right.
Not in my house.
I love that one.
Also
kind of like a Fat Albert laugh.
Yes.
Right?
Hey, hey, hey. Love to play tackle.
And Pi from Life of Pi, not a game-changing impression, but a great impression.
Richard Parker. Richard Parker with the tiger.
And now,
yes,
for my wife who requested this,
uh-oh,
who allowed me to watch this movie last night. For those of you that have seen Spring Breakers, starring James Franco with Selena Gomez and all the little hotties, Vanessa Hudgens, and little bouncing breasts up on the little screen or the big screen if you went to see it.
Who's creeped out?
Oh, my God.
This is... Well, I watched it last night because I like to keep track of what the kids are watching.
Yeah, the kids aren't even watching that.
And then nobody watched it, I don't think. But Spring Breakers...
Mike is president of the Vanessa Hudgens Overaged Fan Club.
James Franco. That's the second age joke, in the show today.
No,
the first one
was before the show.
No.
Oh no, you made this about the clock for old
people.
Yeah,
but that's an actual title of the application.
Name of it.
Can
yeah.
I get to my impression?
Well,
please?
We're just calling you. You're testy today.
All right, hold on a second. Let me do this. This is James Franco from the movie Spring Breakers.
Okay.
The only people that are going to like this. Well, Rob liked it when I test drove it before the show.
I did.
The only people that are going to like this are people that watch the movie, and you've got to watch the movie now, Oscar. And I'm really disappointed. That's your kind of movie.
I tried.
I thought you would have watched it. Ladies and gentlemen, here we go.
Here we go.
This is James Franco from the movie Spring Breakers.
Spring break. Spring break. Spring break forever. Spring break. Spring break.
Once more and really sell it. James Franco.
He's got cornrows, don't you know?
Of course.
And he's got, what do they call that
stuff?
A grill. He's got a grill.
Oh, okay.
Spring break. Spring break. sprang bright forever.
Thank you. Thank you all very much.
Wow.
Thank you. Fantastic film.
It's like being inside the actor's studio.
Yes, it is.
What do you hope God will say to you when you come to the pearly gates?
I hope that God will say to me, sprang bright, sprang bright, sprang bright forever.
There are people that don't know what the hell I'm doing, and then there are the select few
yes.
who may have watched. Now, the movie popped up on pay-per-view, and I jumped right on it sure. last night. And there are people that watch the movie. If you watch this movie in the theater, you are right now reeling. You are falling on the ground laughing because it's so damn
because
funny.
Because you're narrow casting.
What about the sexuality in the movie?
The sexuality in the movie was almost prohibited me from watching the movie because I was watching it as Mrs. O'Mara was playing compulsive again.
Yeah.
And she said, what are you watching? And I always put something like that on, and it'll be on, and I will wait because Carla's either on Facebook or playing one of her video games on
her
little computer. She's
ignoring you.
She's ignoring what I'm watching on TV.
That's the secret to the happy marriage.
She does not engage in the video screen like I do. I live for the video screen. I love my magic box. And she, suddenly, if I hear, what are you watching? And I'll know that I'm in trouble. And there's a scene at the beginning. I'm not doing a spoiler alert here. Trust me. And
well, the plot is very, very tough to follow.
Yeah, a bunch of girls go down to spring break. Okay.
Where do they
Enough
go?
Said.
Spring. Spring break. Spring break. Spring break forever.
That is, you have to watch it now. But you don't get it until like at least 2/3 through the movie.
Okay.
Well, that's when you see
well
it.
Well worth the watch.
It's no. So, you know, she says, what are you watching? And as I said, nothing. There is
nothing,
a slow, there's a slow motion shot of the girls that are topless on the beach with their breasts bouncing in the wind.
Oh, this sounds like
going,
a good movie.
And they're, well, it has a little of that in there.
Well, that's good.
It has a lot of that in there. And then it's, you know, other than that, it's one of those big music videos that they actually turn into a movie.
Well, you said it has Selena Gomez and Vanessa Hudgens.
Look, I read reviews of James Franco that he was really surprisingly good in this performance. He was, and then but then the dialogue was really not that significant for him. And then of course it's just
sprang bright, sprang.
James
bright.
Franco was also good in Oz because I wanted to watch Spring Breakers.
Oz the Great and
right.
Powerful.
Yeah,
he was good.
I wanted to watch Spring Breakers, and my girlfriend said no. And I usually, at that point, say, look, I pay the bills. I
right.
choose the movie.
Amen, right. brother.
Yeah,
here, here.
Yeah, yeah. But
that's the way it works.
Well, he keeps his pimp hands strong.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Attaboy.
So instead of my usual pep talks, I said, well, maybe this isn't a fight that I care to fight right now.
Right. Mm-hmm. Choose your battle.
And I would rather enjoy Spring Break on my own than watch it with my young lady.
Right. He'll enjoy Spring Break when he's getting his quiet time.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I remember on Palm Sunday, my brothers and I, we'd steal as many palms as we could, and we'd set the basement up like a Miami nightclub.
Oh my God, John, look what the boys have done. They've taken all the blessed palms and set the basement up like a disco.
Oh, boy, it's winter in the city. I'm visiting my folks. I live in California now. My parents call me all the time out there just to find out what time it is. They call me, what time is it out there? It's 3 hours difference, Mom. Work it out on paper.
You're probably on that cordless phone, aren't you? Walking around without a cord.
When we were kids, we had cords. And we were happy. We were tethered to the base unit in the kitchen.
Mr. Hollywood, with your cordless phones and your hot tubs and your phone sex. One of these days, you're going to be having phone sex in that hot tub, and you're going to be electrocuted just like your Uncle Phil.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his easy chair,
yep.
here's
is Mike.
Live from Studio 1K in the Fiberplex Broadcast Center, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Anytime. We are downloaded worldwide 18 million times and powered by Encore Insurance. We're at MikeO'MaraShow.com, 102.9 FM WTNT in Washington, D.C., and the mighty 1630 KCJJ in Iowa.
Ka-sa-ja-ja.
Ka-sa-ja-ja. Hello to Steve Bridges. Will you contact Steve Bridges for me today?
Yes.
Because I think he asked me to record some stuff for his internet radio station.
Oh, that harebrained get-rich-quick scheme, 99 plus?
Yeah, and I think I forgot to do it, and I think I need your help to do it, so if you
I'll
would do that.
I'll take care of that.
Steve, I have not forgotten you because I value you, my friend. Thank you very much. Steve Bridges, Tommy Suter, Tommy Lang, Billy Suter, Mr. Drucker, everybody that lives out there.
I called Steve yesterday to ask him a question, and all he said is, yeah, I don't know, but the computer's not working.
Well, you go.
I said, how are you doing? He said, I don't know, this damn computer.
I don't know.
Oh, they got to upgrade their Tandys.
Hi, Rob. How are you, Rob?
Yeah.
Hey, Rob.
Hey, nobody's paying.
Hey, come on now. Rob. Today's show is brought to you by RC Kitchens. Your kitchen may be the most important room in your home. I know that when the O'Maras have a get-together,
yes,
everybody gravitates towards the kitchen.
Greatest room in your house.
That is the greatest room in the house. Everybody decides to hang out there, and you can have hand-built, all-wood, top-quality cabinets for about the same price as the mass-produced brands. I got to get Rory Callahan out to my house.
Yeah, just for drinks.
My kitchens are falling apart. My cabinets are just falling off their hinges.
I do love when I go into your kitchen, Mike, and there's sometimes just a drawer sitting on the counter.
Yeah.
It's just out.
Oh, the front of a drawer? Yeah, I've done that. Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm like, oh, I need a fork, but I'll take this drawer as well.
Well, I don't have RC Kitchens cabinets.
No, not yet.
Bargain basement cabinets in my house.
You bought them at the box store.
I did. Bought them at the box store.
Oh, look at you with your cordless phone.
Silly cabinets in your hot tub.
You can get a hot tub?
Mercedes. No, I don't. You can get Mercedes quality. Oh, Mercedes quality.
There was a time.
Aww. Yeah. At freest prices. Estimates from RC Kitchens are guaranteed accurate, and the timetable is always honest and realistic, and they do a lot in one day. They can do storage for books and toys, mm-hmm. home offices. They can do built-ins for your TV, entryway storage, and even...
Mr. Showbiz with your mud rooms.
Mud room. From D.C. to Delmarva, RC Kitchens takes the frustration out of remodeling. Even outside the D.C. area, RC Kitchens might still be able to help you. Rory is a good guy. Contact him today at 301-537-3515. That's 301-537-3515 or at rckitchens.com. We love our local advertisers, and Rory is one of those. Thank you very much
for
doing
that.
We thank you. On the program today, we will get to the baby pool.
Good.
Oh, finally.
And not anything that has to be inflated. This is actually a guessing game.
Time's a ticking. It could happen today, tomorrow, this weekend.
And, you know, speaking of your wife.
I'm just hoping it doesn't happen Thursday, and I'll tell you why. Because that is Elizabeth's birthday, and we're taking her out for dinner on her birthday night. And I just have this sneaking suspicion that's when it's going
to
happen.
And we have two to do that day.
That's
true. Two to do today, yeah.
I have to thank your wife publicly in a public forum because, you know, oftentimes... Our conversations.
You really
Carla
have
myself,
to thank her. Is it really necessary?
I do because mostly she just calls me a dork.
Right.
But yesterday, you know, she did. But after the show, Mike and I had our super secret recording project.
Yes.
And when I finished, I looked at my seat and she had made me a sandwich and gave me a granola bar.
Oh yeah. Oh, that was nice
to
of you.
You on your
of
way,
her.
Rob.
She's awesome.
I say you as Carla's listening right now. Where is Carla?
I don't know. Somewhere around the house. I'm trying to find.
I'm just hanging out.
Over here just to
that's
right
interesting.
Thing.
Hey, how is your Literotica project going?
Let me tell you how this is going. This
Literotica,
thing.
He said, Mike.
Here's what we did. There's only one word you'll hear a lot in our project that we're doing. Are you ready for that, Rob?
Yeah, I am.
Space.
Wow. That sounds hot already. Yeah.
Space.
Hey, what's the thing that comes out at night you can see it in the sky?
The moon.
Didn't sound as good. Sounded better yesterday. Let me enhance.
Yeah, one more, please. Let me
just it's gotten to the point when we do this read that anytime Mike has to say the phrase "the moon," we can't even look at each other because we start laughing.
There's Saturn, and then the other planet with rings is
Jupiter.
No, I think he's looking for a pun about the anus.
Uranus.
Was that what you were looking for?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be great? For as long as man has explored the stars.
Don't say that you can have this machine or Tom won't need you anymore.
The moon.
What's it made of?
Cheese.
There we go. So anyway.
But thank you, Carla. You are great.
Yeah, and I just, look, it's not a priority, and I shouldn't even bring it up again, but it is, you know, my other daughter's birthday, and so it would be very interesting to have two birthdays of two kids on the same day.
Isn't that like two different mothers?
Yes.
Whoa.
Thanks for bringing that up.
Wow.
Like, just in case no one knew that, Oscar, I really appreciate that, you little scab-picking Bolivian.
You know what? That's the most enthusiasm he's showed in 3 weeks.
Yeah, I know.
To say that remark.
From two different mothers.
That's right.
From two different marriages.
Yeah. Representing two-thirds of your marital career, Mike.
Oh, how exciting is that?
It was great seeing your daughters yesterday.
They were, Catherine is fresh back from a senior class trip, which... boy, in my day.
In my day. Yeah, you and your cordless phones.
We didn't take those kind of senior trips. Her trip took her all the way to Europa. She went all the way to Europe. Actually spent some time in Dublin, Ireland, London, England, and Paris, France.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Paris, France brought me back a lovely mug from the Tower of London. And so my little daughter is, and I think based on what I heard about her trip, a mug is appropriate as far as all the activities that she was engaging in.
Really?
Yeah, she was doing a
little. Because she's 18,
guess,
right?
Yeah, she's 18, and it's, I guess over in Europe, drinky-drinky is okay in
18. Drinky-drinky as soon as you can walk over there.
That's true.
Is it proper protocol, and maybe this is because I don't have kids,
yes.
What I would do if I had a daughter that was going to Europe, say
right.
on like a graduation trip with her friends or family,
sure.
I would sit her down before we talked about her going on the trip, and we'd watch Taken.
She said that the chaperones that were on this trip, one lady in particular, I believe, has family in Paris. And
so did the girl in Taken.
There, the story she tells, I'll start with this. The story she tells is that there were street performers on the metro there that were had like a boombox and were doing pole dancing, kind of spinning.
There's a lot of that at the in the subway.
Spinning
down there.
On the inside of the subway. And yeah. One of the kids that was on the trip decided to dance with them. And the lady said, you get back here. You get back here.
Really?
Because if you dance with them, they demand a tip. And if you don't give them a tip, do you know what they do?
What?
At the next station, the doors open, and they push you out.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So that was a little scary moment that she had. She was a little worried about
breaking
that.
Breaking
so.
Two, Electric Boogaloo.
The one street performer I encountered on the streets of Paris was a literal organ grinder with a monkey.
With a monkey?
I will never forget
Did you get photographs?
Of course. I have video of it, too.
Organ grinder. It's like everything you dream of.
Yeah.
It's the classic stereotype from TV.
Well, no, it wasn't the classic stereotype.
That's what you crave more than anything in the world.
Because I was going to say, what's the monkey's name? And I wanted him to say, he's a name of Marco. He's a dance for you when I play out of music.
That would have been the wrong country, though.
Yeah,
right?
But I mean, I thought he should be Italian, but it turned out he was French.
I've never
the day
been
is
here.
Long.
I will talk about my concerns about the senior trip momentarily.
Okay. Okay.
Let's get right to it, because we've been talking about it for a while, and God knows... time's a-wasting.
Yes.
Let's get right to the baby pool.
Oh,
right
of
now.
Course.
All right. How much cash are we throwing down this time?
I'm not involved because I'm a, you know, I'm kind of a participant.
No, you're
time.
Not.
No.
You have
you
to
don't
play.
Know what happens.
Rob, what are you? Rob is playing Whatever Happened to Baby Jane.
No.
No, you're playing
Rosemary's Baby.
Rosemary's Baby. Yeah. Jesus Christ, that's horrible.
Do you want a different music bed for the
What do you think?
Okay.
What do you think,
I
a-hole?
Just thought it was nice.
Maybe something upbeat.
Kelsey Cerrito. There we go. Yes, sir. Kelsey Cerrito wants in on the pool. Somebody get out a piece of paper. Write this
down. I've got it.
Kelsey has July 11th at 7:23 a.m.
Tomorrow?
That's tomorrow.
Ooh.
Are we going to throw in weights, too?
No, the date.
Kelsey's
the
weight,
enough.
7 pounds, 9 ounces.
Okay. I will use the weight as a tiebreaker.
Okay.
All right. I would like, I put my guess in a long time ago.
I think if I remember correctly, you said July 14th, right?
July 14th, mm-hmm. 2:30 in the afternoon.
Right.
8 pounds flat.
Really?
Yeah.
A big baby.
Well, Daddy's no slouch.
Ah, yeah.
Well, not now.
No.
When Daddy was born,
how
he was
how
little.
Much were you, how much did you weigh? Were you premature?
I was.
Weren't you a preemie?
I was.
You
were?
Are?
You really?
Yeah. Yeah, I was a preemie.
You made up for lost time.
I was back. Thank you. I was. Jesus.
By Mike, by two different mothers.
I was born by two different mothers. You know, maybe my mom would know.
Call her.
Yeah, you hold should on. Call her.
She see if she would know how much I weighed.
What was your poundage again?
8 pounds flat.
All right, 8 pounds hold on. Flat.
I think I was 8 pounds flat.
Oh.
So I hope that your child turns out better than I did.
I might have been 7 libras.
That's not 7'9"?
7 something. Siete punto cuatro.
What is that?
7.4.
Well, we don't right, do turn points. The you down. Do ounces. This is America, dude.
It's 93, remember?
Yes.
We turn that up a little bit?
Yeah.
Well, I guess I can turn it up.
Calling your mom.
Will she be annoyed?
No.
Hello?
Good morning, Mrs. O'Mara. It's your son, Michael, doing his radio show. How are you?
Good morning, Mr. O'Mara.
How are you this morning, Mom?
I'm very well, thank you.
Sounds sexy.
Stop it. Hey, don't say that my mom sounds sexy.
I mean, she's got a great voice.
That's terrible. That's Oscar that said that, Mom. It's very inappropriate.
That's a very nice thing to say.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, Mom, so we're doing a baby pool for your grandson, and they're weighing in on what date and how much the baby's going to weigh and when the baby's going to be born. I have no idea whether you have a memory of this. Do you remember when I was born, how much premature I was and all that good stuff? You don't have any memory of that, do you, by any chance?
You were about 5 pounds, 8 ounces, something like that.
Wow.
And about 3 weeks premature.
3 weeks premature.
Oh, that's not too premature.
Look at you now.
Yeah. She's got the comedy gene. She's got the same joke that was made by everybody in the studio, Mom. That, and look what happened to me now.
Mrs. O'Mara, was that the last time he was ever early for anything?
Rob wanted to know if that's the last time I was ever early for anything. You rock. So we're taking the baby pool and looking forward to it. And so, wow. So I was 5 pounds 8 ounces. I was not a big baby.
No, you weren't.
And in those days,
you weren't at all.
And in those days, you spent an awful lot of time in the hospital, right? When you were premature.
Well, you spend about an extra week. Yeah.
Oh, okay. And then I ended up being so wonderful after that, probably because of the rough start. And look, I'm your pride and joy now.
Absolutely.
That was a really long pause.
I know it was. All right, Mom, we love you. Have a great day up in Massachusetts, okay?
Yeah, you didn't ask me for the pool.
Oh, the pool.
Oh, yeah, let her play.
Okay, that's right.
There you
want to be in the pool. Okay, Mom, go ahead. Lay it on us.
How much is it going to cost?
It's free, absolutely
free.
You're in for free. You get special privileges.
Okay, I'm going to say 7 pounds.
7 pounds.
And I'm going to say the date would probably be the 15th or 16th.
You got to make a call.
And we need a time.
And a time, too. We need the date and the time, Mom.
The date and the time.
Yeah.
Okay. 7 p.m.
7 p.m. on the 16th or the 15th.
Yes.
16th, you rock. Okay, very good. Thanks, Mom. Love you. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Mrs. O'Mara.
Oh, that was great. Now she's in the pool.
Mom's in the pool.
That's great.
She says July 16th at 7
p.m. I had no idea you were a preemie.
I was a preemie, and I didn't know that I was that small. When
my
I got
mom carried me for 12 months.
Really?
Yeah. I was a post-mature baby.
And as a matter of fact, when Rob was born, his mother was, this was the initial reaction.
Yeah. Yes.
And she, I think what she said was, where's the rest of the body? It's all head.
Yeah, that's it. We're going to come back. We're going to shut down the OR for a little bit, Mrs. Spiewak. We're going to come in and finish up tomorrow, is what she said.
As a matter of fact, we've got a tape of baby Spiewak when he first, his first cry. Here we go. Let's listen to it right now.
No, I was upset because there was only 3 channels back then. It really pissed me off. No, I was not an inordinately big baby.
Really?
8 pounds, I think. Eight pounds flat.
5 pounds, 8 ounces. Can you believe that?
And premature.
Yeah, 3 weeks premature, which was a big deal back then.
I think Robert was 10'8".
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, big
and
one.
He's a little guy now. I mean, he's not a super
skinny.
Big guy.
He's tall, but he's skinny
is
now.
Is he going to be tall like your dad, do you
yeah,
think?
Yeah, he's going to be, if there's a rule where you can like double the kid's height at age 37 months or something, that's usually how tall they get.
Right.
And I think that had Julia at 6 foot and him at 6'4".
So they're both going to be tall kids?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow, because your wife's tall too.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
All right, so let's go around.
Can you quickly recap Kelsey's time and Rob's time?
All right, let's go back to Kelsey. And,
I said 12. I said 2 p.m., I believe.
Okay. Jimmy Cerrito sent this text to me today. Kelsey wants in on the pool July 11th, 7:23 a.m., 7 pounds, 9 ounces. From
do you
Kelsey
realize that?
Cerrito with no comment from Jimmy about our incredible review of his television performance.
Well, Kelsey, I can text it in.
Yeah, Jimmy's is open with wings and crab legs.
Rob's got July 14th at 8 pounds at 2 p.m. Mom O has July 16th at 7 pounds at 7 p.m.
Okay.
I will choose July 17th at 7 pounds, 6 ounces.
Now, Pony the boy, actual due date is the 19th.
The actual due date is the 19th. And I will go with the actual due date at high noon.
And while I am on weight, your weight guess?
My weight, 14 pounds, 3 ounces.
Now, you know what's funny? I would never be the guy that roots against Kelsey Cerrito. But
right.
You realize her guess is tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah.
Pony, what's your guess, my friend? Oh, wait, hold on a sec. Let's guess Tron on your mic.
Rob has trouble finding your microphone. Let's be honest.
You know what? Maybe it's on purpose. I actually labeled his microphone yesterday. This should be a thing of the past.
Pony, go.
I'm going to go with July 17th at 2:30 a.m. and 9 pounds.
All right. And
his is the first prediction of an inconvenient birth. All of us have it in early and mid-afternoon.
2:38 a.m.?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I just had a Napoleon Dynamite reaction there where I'm like,
ugh. I was brought to the hospital in the dead of night.
Really?
Yeah, my mom was, I think it was like a 12-hour labor.
I think I was June 21st, and then I was right after midnight, June 22nd. There is confusion as to my actual birthday and my birth father.
On the other day in California, right?
Yeah, because they do. All I know is I went through like Social Security and stuff, and it was a recent thing about taxes where I had to locate the my birth certificate, I think. And it was just weird. And there was some record they had of birthday being June 22nd, 21st.
Luckily, there was a pastor who had recorded it also.
Yes.
Do you know that my father delivered all three of us?
What?
Isn't that wild?
Do you know what I hate? I hate people pointing at me with pens. Look at him. Did you have a late night last night?
No.
A little bit?
No.
He's fading.
Yeah.
I was
on Zillow looking for houses.
Did you 2 a.m. Did you tape Big O and Dukes last night?
Yeah, but that gets over at 11.
But you celebrate.
I didn't drink last night. You know why?
You didn't?
Because the chest pain's back.
What do you mean? Your
reflux.
Yeah.
So you're like hole in your stomach because you've been drinking?
I got to take off till Vegas now. I got to take a break.
All right. That's smart. That's a good thing to do.
You won't celebrate when the baby's born?
Oh, we have to celebrate when the baby's born, and then I'll stop drinking again for a little while.
Okay. All right. That's fine. I'm not averse to maybe a long summer of drying out. I think it's appropriate. Yeah.
I think it's a suck idea.
No, so I went home early. But no, more importantly, I think that the fact that the baby will come within this time frame.
Right.
As far as the win and loss ratio.
Yeah.
That if you are the latest on the chart and the baby comes afterwards, you win, right?
Yeah,
it's
that's
like the Price is Right.
Price is Right rules, adding a dollar.
Technically,
yeah.
That is correct because you're under, you're actually predicting the date of the baby without going over.
But if you do that, what you're doing, well, we're not doing it without going over.
Right.
But you're playing against other people's stupidity.
I think my
coworkers are bright and lively, and I need to play to win. That's what I think.
Outside of the people that are in this studio, who are we going to allow into the baby pool, or do we open it up to the public?
Well, how much money are we talking about?
Well, I don't think we have any money on the table. It's a free pool.
I think money makes
it a little
more interesting.
Well, Carla and I have
$20, except for your mom-o.
Really?
Michael cover his mom.
$20?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
$20.
You cover your mom.
And
if
she wins, you don't give her the money.
That's exactly right. That's a good time to break. Very good.
You like that idea?
Well, Oscar was talking about alcohol. Speaking of alcohol, I'll review my daughter's trip to Europe. And, boy, she enjoyed imbibing a little bit. I hope she doesn't have the family gene.
Oh, no. There's no chance she'll like drinking.
And we will review our 4th of July fun. Everybody did something different, some more interesting than others, and we'll do that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the show. What the hell is this?
What you requested yesterday. Hope you're enjoying it.
What is it?
Tunnel Vision by Justin Timberlake.
Oh, the new one.
Yeah, it's great.
Okay.
I love new music.
Guess the video
is
better.
Yeah, I watch it muted.
Why does he play the music that's new so low, but the old-timey music is blaring, you can barely talk over it?
Because Jolson's more fun.
You're right, Oscar. That fixed it. Sounds better now.
Hey, everybody. This segment of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Weight Not. Healthy weight loss just got a lot more affordable. Now there is a range of Weight Not programs that fit most any budget. They've got it figured out at Weight Not, and you can get it figured out as well. And one of the great things about having it figured out, you would think that it would all be chemicals and artificial things, but not at all.
With it's
weight
none
not,
of that.
It's the real deal at Weight Not, and Weight Not plans start as low as $5 a day. That is about the cost of a gym membership, and you can go into the grocery store and you pick out the stuff that you like and that's good for you, and they'll show you how to do it. Weight Not counselors are standing by to talk to you and to hold your hand and walk you through any questions you may have, and you can accelerate your weight loss based on the pace you like and your budget. I like the idea of their theories and their concepts at Weight Not being easy to implement into your daily activity.
It is a real-life program.
Whether you're going out to a restaurant, whether you're going into a grocery store, Weight Not can help you. They have no package meals. meals. They have no replacements. They have no prescriptions, no stimulants, which was very important to me. I don't like those things, and I don't like what they do to you. And a lot of people that have been on those programs where they offer stimulants, they say the same damn thing. There is nothing artificial in the weight loss program. It is a safe way to lose weight and keep it off. Weight Not has helped thousands. Read the success stories on the Weight Not Facebook page. To find out more, visit weightnot.com. Weight Not, show us what you are made of, and we thank them for their business as well.
They are awesome.
Welcome back to the show, Whoa, Whoa. And I mentioned the fact that Catherine had her senior trip going over to Europe. It's not like I think she drank her way through Europe. It just was a shocker to me that after all my years of alcohol intake,
and when
to hear my daughter say that she, you know, she was over having a Guinness in Dublin.
So she went to the old sod.
She went to the old sod. She went to Dublin and the hotel bar where the kids were all buttoned up and they were safe. I guess the chaperone said, well, if you're 18, you know, it's legal over there. So they had that.
I would never. I've chaperoned field trips and I've done classroom volunteer stuff at the like elementary school level. I would never want the responsibility of taking teens out of the country and being the guy that says,
not at all.
Well, if you're 18,
right,
go ahead and drink up, because you know why? Back in America, there's a dad like you or me that's ready to kill him.
But I, at the same time, when you're talking about Europe and you're talking about the fact that this this wonderful daughter of mine got early admission to the University of Mary Washington, and she's worked her ass off for this trip for the entire year to save up for this trip. She really has.
And they traveled by boat?
yeah, rowboat.
Well, they cut corners where they could.
Over there. I was kind of mellow about it. However, as the conversation went through, and I'm just like an inquisitor when she comes back, I sat her down because otherwise I'm going to get the, yeah, Dad, it was great. I said, no, we're going to go through every single bit of the trip. I got to know. I'm curious about it.
I got that myself.
Want to know how much fun she had.
When she came in and I said, hey, great to see you. How was your trip? Nice.
Yeah, that's it. Nice.
And I mean, not
that's
just not even nice with an exclamation point. It was nice, dot, dot, dot. She was fading. I said, how was it? It was nice.
That's what she does.
Yeah.
And did they like the studio?
They love the studio.
No, they really
love the brand new studio, and they were happy about it. I sit her down, and this carries through to dinner last night, where I'm going through step by step. So when I got concerned was this. It went from, we got over to the hotel in Dublin, and we had a Guinness. I'm like, oh, you drank? That was like, the moment where... Wow, the little light bulb goes off in my head, and I said, ooh, you drank over
she
there.
She is my daughter.
She explained, she's got the gene. That's what scares me.
Yeah, I know.
You know, I think about that all the time. She said she had a Guinness in the hotel. Then there was a story about being in Paris, and because it's a tour with kids, you would think, you know, maybe they'd go to a nice little cafe. No.
Where'd they go?
They sent them to a pizza place. And Catherine was like hip to the
in
fact that
Paris.
In Paris. And that was kind of weird.
The
and
greatest so, eating city in the world.
Right. And so apparently their bus back to the hotel was going to leave within an hour and a half. And they said, the oven is broken at the pizza place.
Oh, the oven, she is broken.
Catherine took this opportunity with one of the chaperones and his wife to go to a little outdoor cafe.
Oh, the nice. Best.
And she said she had the best meal she has ever had in her life, which is cool.
Yeah.
That to me is my daughter being a little Anthony Bourdain, going out
a little
and
champagne.
But what she said. Was she said, yeah. So I just ordered the duck breast and a Merlot. And now,
really?
So suddenly I'm getting a little bit concerned. But
Merlot?
Over there, Rob, you know, over there,
I know their wine pairings.
It's not a big deal.
But
okay?
But still, that's got to be a slap in the face.
It's a little odd.
Merlot?
It's a little scary to me.
I mean, that would be like her saying, so you know, Dad, I was over in Paris and hanging with the group, and the pizza oven was broken, so I flew a helicopter.
And then,
what? What?
Or then she's like, then we stopped by Amsterdam and I ate some pop brownies.
Yeah. Sparked up. Sparked up in The Hague.
This is the second one. Sparked up in The Hague.
You know, that's what they do over there.
Yeah, you know, I'm just, it's culture, man.
I stayed away from the mushrooms, though.
So I'm starting to
I'm
get
not
a
an idiot,
freaked.
Dad.
Sparked up in The Hague. I'll be remembering that one for the rest of the day. So she talks about this, and then we went through it. It was in my mind at that point. You know
what was her itinerary? Wow. Where did she land? Did she land in London?
They go to, land in Dublin.
Okay.
So they land in Ireland, then they take a ferry boat over to Wales.
Yes.
Hello.
Hi, this is my boat.
Silly ferry boat.
Oh, look at you with your cordless phone.
So they spent some time in Wales, then they went to London, and then they took the train to Paris. So I think it's only
Wales.
one flight over this. Kind of the way I do it. You know,
so
I'd love to do it like
it's
that.
It's the channel, right? It's the
it's
thing
the
that goes under. sure that
she said it was weird. She said,
"Where was Wuthering Heights placed or set?"
I think it's Detroit, isn't it?
No, no, no.
You mean Wuthering Heights?
Wuthering Heights. I'm sorry,
not Wuthering Heights.
Wuthering Heights.
Wuthering.
Wuthering.
Is it Wuthering?
Was it in where?
W U.
It's W U.
Yeah.
Wuthering. Was it in Dublin?
Wuthering.
Wuthering.
I'll find out where it was.
Oh, and incidentally, it's pho. When I talk about the soup.
I heard it was pho.
It's not pho. It's pho.
I heard it was pho.
Pho. Well, pho.
Like
pho.
They say in the Christmas story.
Pho.
Pho.
So she, it's Dublin, Wales, London, and then Paris. And she mentions like the wine that she ordered in Paris. And I'm like, okay. And then I said, so you got back on the 4th of July. We missed you. We wanted to have you with us on the 4th of July. And I said to her little sister, I said, and you met her at the airport? Yeah, Dad, we saw some fireworks on the way home. They're off in the distance. I said, okay, it's a shame you didn't have the 4th of July, but you got to meet your sister at the airport, which you wanted to do. And I said, did you enjoy those, Catherine, when you got back? She said, well, I wasn't feeling that well. And I said, well, why is that? She said, well, I had a little bit to drink on the plane.
No!
No.
On the plane.
On the plane. And I immediately, I'm starting, okay, now I'm getting a little pissed off. Yeah. Now it's just, okay, you're 18. And
well,
I
not
know,
only the drinking, but the money that it costs.
Right. And incidentally, by 18, when it was legal, back in my day, I was not only drinking, but I was an experienced drinker at that point. Yeah. That's the way it goes. But I said, wow, so you did that? She said, well, Dad, not a lot. But I just, by that time, my sinuses were acting up. I said, well, how many drinks did you have? She said, and then she goes through the fact that she had, I think, a glass of wine, and then she said, I said, well, did you have anything else? I said, well, I think the flight attendant might have poured me a rather large gin and tonic.
What? What's going on? What are you doing?
Because suddenly now the family gene is entering, and I'm realizing she's going off to college, and she's going to be one of these kids going, hello,
she's not going to be a hot, boozy
breath
drinker.
No, she's not. I just, I think she is extremely responsible. She knows the perils of alcohol by watching her father.
She's seen it. Gin and tonic?
She's seen it firsthand.
Firsthand.
Yeah.
That's like
a... Or maybe a vodka tonic. I don't know. It was a real
anything
drink.
Anything tonic.
It was a real drink.
How about... I didn't discover real drinks until I was like maybe a junior in high school when I saw a Snoop Dogg video and I said, that sounds interesting.
And what troubles me is that she claimed that she was having sinus trouble, so she was perhaps medicated and drinking liquor.
And I said, well what airline?
I blame her mother.
And I said, what airline was it?
Yeah, Mike.
And here's the thing. And
so
here's
for,
who I,
you
and
taking
I need,
care of business.
I need to blame this for these people, okay? Because this is the airline it was.
Oh, no.
It was the airline of, it was Luftwaffe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Lufthansa.
Yeah, it's the Luftwaffe. That's 70 years ago.
It was the Luftwaffe. It was
Luftwaffe. We will get you in on time.
Well, I see there is a very young-looking 18-year-old girl on the plane. I will ply her with alcohol till she vomits.
The best thing for your sniffles is schnapps.
At least it's not like those Asian planes where the younger pilot defers to the older pilot and they crash on the runway. Yeah, why don't you have that?
So I grill her on this. I said, well, what airline? She said it's the European airline. I guess on European airlines, the rules aren't the same.
Yeah, and come to think about it, international travel, the drinks are free.
Yeah, the drinks are free.
Wuthering Heights was set in the Yorkshire Moors.
It's Wuthering Heights?
Wuthering.
Wuthering.
W-U-T-H-E-R-I-N.
Yeah,
Wuthering.
Wuthering.
Wuthering?
Not withering.
No.
It's faux.
Fa.
It's fa do.
That's right.
Oh, I hated that book.
Why are you asking that? Because of the book?
Well,
was this one of the books you read actually in your life?
It sounds like he might have seen the movie.
I took that woman's studies class because I thought I was going to meet all those women in college.
and you had to read Emily Bronte.
Oh, my God. Every man-hating author in the world. And I had to read all their books.
Is this the, was that the sole purpose of taking that course?
Yeah, because I wanted to meet girls.
You were an operator. This guy's been an operator since he came out of the womb. Oscar,
you know what that
Santana
is?
Has
that was his
operator.
Hustle. It was a bad hustle,
that
but
was
it was his hustle.
The hardest class I've ever taken in college.
So she got back. And I was, I'm over it, but at the time, I'm just saying, I looked her. I think I looked her in the eye and I said, Catherine, you got the gene. You got the gene. Yeah. You got to be.
We're going to be winners together.
How many times did you say, well, that's well and good, dear, but you're back in America now?
Yes, that's right. You don't get anything at all anymore.
Yeah, but it's going to be great once she gets past this, boozy puking phase when you're a kid.
Oh, Jesus.
And you have a drinking buddy.
And then you can actually sit back and as adults.
Right.
And actually enjoy an adult beverage.
It's so great with my dad.
Yeah, but you know. Rob, yours isn't that old yet, and you don't have any. You know, at this age, all you're thinking about is, yeah, this phase.
And different than it's a daughter.
This is
how much does bail cost?
The judgment comes in, and you don't know who she's around, and she's talking about a date she's got with a guy that's a couple of years older that's in the military, and I worry about a billion things.
Ask her to get a coin.
A coin?
Yeah, what's that? A military coin.
Oh.
You stop
You're
it.
An ass.
He's really...
God, you're driving me nuts today.
Today?
He brought his scab picking fingernails into this studio today, didn't he?
I know what you're
into. Like a big Coke fingernail.
Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen, a controversy on Facebook and our 4th of July is when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Then say it's very nice and then you run. Hello, friends.
Hi, Mike.
Mike O'Mara here. I'd like to tell each and every one of you that there is something you can do to support this show, which you've done so long for us, and we appreciate it, but we still want you to continue to shop our Amazon page.
Please.
Summertime is fun time, and the good time to get outside with all the fun time that you can stomach.
What?
Stomach.
Summertime.
Wuthering.
Summertime is fun time, and that's the right time for you and yours to enjoy party time or good times or outdoor time. So, Amazon time for the Mike O'Mara Show time, because you go to the Amazon page and you get all your fun time, summertime activities taken care of with Amazon. You'll find the toys of summer, and we all know that every boy and girl deserves a toy.
And you know, Mike, it's not summer without great music. Do you know that every song we play on the Mike O'Mara Show is on a list?
Yes.
The links are on our website. You can go and buy them through Amazon. And unlike some other music services, when you buy an MP3 on Amazon, it works on every platform.
Every platform.
Right. Every platform.
That's why you go to MikeO'MaraShow.com. You shop our Amazon page through MikeO'MaraShow.com. They even have...
And I'll do anything for food.
Chow. Oscar buys like his muscle milkshakes and
protein
all that crap.
I buy all my pho.
Pho.
From
you
Amazon.
Can't buy pho on Amazon.
Why not pho again?
You could probably buy hoisin sauce.
Or duck sauce.
Well, duck sauce is not what they put on the duck, is it?
No, I don't. It's a plum sauce.
Hoisin is what they put in the pho soup.
I spoke to your daughter yesterday. She buys all of her tonic water.
Thank you. That's like that one.
Too soon.
That is way too soon. I withdraw the remark.
Yeah, it's Amazon. Save today, every day.
Bitters.
Save money. Support the show. Okay. Click Amazon at MikeO'MaraShow.com and bookmark it. I appreciate that in advance. Okay, 4th of July. So let's go around the room.
All right.
How was yours, Rob?
It was great. It was low-key. I think the best thing was getting to know my nephew Dylan, who I hadn't seen in over a year, because we went down.
What's his name?
Dylan. Dylan. So we went down to my dad's place on the Eastern Shore, and it was a pretty full house. It was my two kids, myself. Carrie had to stay home and work, take care of the dog.
Hey, full house. Did he have music playing when you walked into the kitchen?
Everywhere you look.
Hey, Mike.
By the way.
You're grounded.
I came home now twice and... Saget.
Yep.
My son Robert is watching Full House.
Right.
And he says, Dad, this is like the greatest show.
Is that a trend with kids?
No.
It's Carla's show.
Wait. Carla's niece and nephew came over this weekend and they were watching old sitcoms on some of their. Are they running those old family
Nickelodeon.
Sitcoms?
Yeah, Nickelodeon shows them, I think.
Yeah, but you're talking to Rob, the guy who lives in the past.
Yes.
Whose son will now live in the past.
Yeah, he will.
A different past.
Yes.
Right.
At least Mike's stuff is good. He's watching Dave Coulier.
Oh, God. That's
horrible.
Sad.
Yeah.
That sucks.
But anyway, so I got to get a hang with my niece, who I just met for the first time, about 1-year-old baby Tegan.
Oh,
and,
that's a great age.
And Dylan is 5. Mm-hmm. But Dylan, and he's just a different kid than mine.
Was
now,
Dylan the lively one?
No. Dylan was not the lively
he's
one.
He's only 5?
5-ish.
You were busting him out when you talked to me, said he wasn't real talkative and communicative. He's 5!
Well, here's the thing.
He's 5 years
old.
I'm accustomed.
He was special.
I never use that
when
word.
I'm accustomed to my kids. Hold on. When you were explaining this to me, when you told me this story, and we have not gone further with
You're right.
I thought you were talking about a 13-year-old.
No, he's 5 going on 6. He just finished kindergarten. But here's, maybe this is on me.
Okay? It is.
Because you know my kids.
Yes.
When you talk to my kids,
right.
They're engaging, they look you in the eye,
but
and they
talk. But they weren't at 5.
Yes, they were.
No,
you
no.
know they were.
They weren't like super engaging. Robert
yes, they
was
were.
Not super engaging at 5.
Yes, he was. But he
even,
was polite.
He was. I'm sure he was polite.
But I'll be Dylan and you ask me a question.
Okay, but he's 5.
I know, but still.
That's a little kid, man.
He's practically a toddler.
At 5?
Hey, Dylan, are you enjoying your eggs? He's five!
But yeah. Shouldn't he give you an answer?
No.
Shouldn't he look at
wait,
you?
Wait, wait, how about this?
Yes.
You ask me and I'll be Rob.
Okay, very
so
good.
Ahead.
All right, so I'm going to ask you.
Yeah.
What am I asking
you're
you
You're
going
to ask
Rob?
Me for a mixed drink.
Can I have a gin and tonic, please?
What do you mean?
What are you doing, a Rob impression? I'm confused. What's the
No, you're
doing
Rob
here?
And I'm the little kid. I'm sorry.
Okay. Hey, Dylan. Hey, Dylan, how are your eggs?
What do you mean, Uncle Rob?
Yeah, because you're five, right?
Yeah,
you
but
don't
I don't
understand
even,
the
yeah,
world yet.
Yeah.
No, but it's not that. He won't turn away. He won't look at you. And at one point, I looked to my dad and I said, why doesn't he look at me when he talks to me? He says, he just doesn't do that.
He's shy because you're huge.
But
your giant head is talking to
I
him.
Will not accept that.
You're so funny.
So what I did.
Did you? Are you surprised at my reaction? Because I had no idea we were talking about a
I'm
a little
surprised.
Like a
and
I thought he was a teenager.
Yeah. The way Rob was talking to it, it sounded like he was a young adult.
I expected more from him, especially after I've had a beer.
God, all that
so we're
kid.
Watching like the Three
that
Stooges.
That kid is so traumatized.
We're watching
after
like the
trip.
Three Stooges.
Yes.
And I ask him a question. And he
Dylan?
Yeah, and he won't even look at me. So finally I say, hold it. And I pause the television. I say, Dylan? You're going to look at me, and we're going to talk. You're going to look at me in the eye. And he looks at me, and I say, are you enjoying this show? Which I'd already asked him, but he did not pay any attention or give me any recognition that I spoke to him.
Right.
And he looked at me, and I said, Dylan, I can't hear you.
He's scared of you.
Well, he should be.
He's terrified
no.
of you.
No.
He's terrified
well,
of you.
Well, if he doesn't start putting these social skills into practice, he's not going to make it.
I love it.
He's not going to make it.
Such a great, unique twist. I had no idea.
He's
5 years old.
Well, I hope by six, he's making eye contact and not. And you know what else? He talks into his shirt a lot.
Oh, my God.
Now, you're around the same age like last weekend.
How
only
old
a couple
is Luca?
Years
old.
Luca is seven.
Okay. When
but
Luca
is
go
a,
back a
Luca
year.
Is a savant.
Well, yeah. Okay. Great.
The kid plays Beethoven
but
on
take
the,
piano. The brilliance out of it. Even at five, didn't he know to look you in the eye and speak to you and speak when spoken to?
Yeah, but my, look, but my sister may or may not beat the kid, you know?
Well, I mean, if he talks you right,
that's
you don't have to beat him.
That's
you
a legend.
I know.
I don't
fine.
Think she does that.
It's just, okay, here we go.
Gone are the days. This is from about.com, school-age children.
Okay.
Five-year-olds and social development. I have just brought this up. This is how quick the internet is.
You love
wonderful?
The internet.
What a wonderful tool. Gone are the days when your five-year-old was once a baby, only intermittently interacting with a playmate and engaging in what is commonly referred to as parallel play. Now, whether your child is a social butterfly or a more slow to warm child,
right.
He will increasingly interact with other kids, whether in kindergarten or at play dates. All right, so it says relationships. Five-year-olds also begin to develop a sense of how interpersonal relations, a sense of how interpersonal relationships work.
I'm not looking to strike up a friendship with the kid. I just want him to pay attention to me when I say something.
Is it because he didn't laugh at your jokes?
He laughed at every one of my jokes.
Well, if he laughed in his shirt, how could you tell?
He doesn't have an answer. My God, you're silent. You don't have an answer.
He would listen, but what I'm talking about is the fact that, granted, I am the most useless grown-up there is.
No,
but
that's not true.
But I am a grown-up, and I have high expectations from my own children, and this is my nephew.
Yes. Five-year-olds.
And I love this kid, and it troubles me that when a grown-up would say something, it would
so
be totally disregarded.
Five-year-olds also begin to develop a sense of how interpersonal relationships work. They may ask lots of questions about who is married to whom and what sister-in-law or stepfather is. They will become more interested in knowing about how members of their own families are related to each other and will inquire about their friends' families as well. Five-year-olds also begin to understand the differences between right and wrong. They will be able to grasp the concept of rules and will want to follow them and please adults.
Well, if he wanted obviously, to please me, if he wanted to please me, all he has to do is look at me when I say something. And when I say, maybe you should put down the iPhone, and he keeps playing compulsive.
Was he playing compulsive?
We all were.
Oh, good. Well,
Carla
go
does
more.
That, too, and but, she's an adult.
But anyway, I got a chance to watch some really great Queenie movies with my dad.
Right.
It was a great long nice. Weekend, good time with the kids. Always a pleasure to spend some time with my dad.
That's good stuff. And happy to see that Horny Bob Spiewak is on Team Meg. Let's move on to Oscar Santana.
You're shocked?
Not at
no,
all.
No, no.
Oscar Santana, how was
yeah,
your
went down to
July?
The waterfront, Georgetown, you know, the melee, the sea of people. But right. I'm lucky enough to live in a small bedroom apartment, one bedroom apartment right there. So I got to walk down, enjoy some friend time with Katie Cole, Todd Moore, my girlfriend, and a couple of Katie's friends.
So you were with your homies?
The crew.
And you were also down at the waterfront. Did you get a good view of the fireworks?
I did, and I also...
Did Katie ask a lot of questions about the fireworks? Did she understand them?
You touched on it briefly. You kind of staggered down and staggered back.
I had a boat secured.
Dumped your lady in a cab and then continued to drink for the rest of the evening. And now there's another hole in your stomach.
I saw you...
That's pretty much what happened.
Yeah, he would sink like a bad boat.
Right.
I saw you fishing for boat access on Facebook.
Look, it's probably not the best timing, but on July 3rd, I said, you know what? I'd like to see the fireworks on a boat.
Yeah, the way you put it out there, does anybody have a boat that I can make an appearance on?
What is your fee for those appearances?
Oh, no, it'd be free.
Are you trading out the boat?
I'm willing to pay for gas, the fuel, the petrol that goes into that engine.
That's a good thing.
Yeah,
that's
and I want to give something back, but that didn't really work out.
That is the scariest.
Well done, Rockefeller.
I have watched the D.C. fireworks from the water. It is the scariest event you will ever see. Because as soon as they conclude, there is a mad oceanic dash. So you can. I was in my old buddy's, my former buddy's, boat, and there was a mad dash back, and he had a large boat, and it was just like a cork in the water with all the chop that was being developed.
Sure.
Because everybody does
No one observes the wake, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
insanity.
But Captain Steuben knows how to, like, really...
Steubing.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I had it. Damn it.
So you had a good fourth?
Yeah, I had
it
a good
wasn't
fourth.
Bad. I'm glad you weren't on the boat. You might have died.
Appreciate
and
it.
No, you got no takers on the boat either. Right?
No, I got a taker, and then he took away.
Oh, that's right, because Kevin was going to
Yeah,
do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Kevin, our friend from the Kevin and I guess
it's just the Kevin show.
It's
now.
Not the Kevin. It's just the Kevin show. What
it
happened
doesn't
to
sound
Rock?
Like much like a friend.
What happened to Rock?
No, I don't know.
Kevin and Rock.
You might have overstayed his welcome.
Oh, really?
Who knows?
Yeah, everyone does over there. What is the best time you've ever had seeing fireworks? The best view of the fireworks you've ever had?
I think the best fireworks I've ever had is having my one of my daughters, I think it was Elizabeth, sitting in my lap watching the fireworks. If the kids are in proximity, my 4th of July was good, but when I don't have my kids around me watching the 4th and the fireworks, it's just it's a special night for me with the kids. Mm-hmm. And when they're not around, and I haven't had them around for the last couple of 4ths, and so it's kind of a sad situation. Yeah.
Sometimes they're there, sometimes
they're growing up.
Sometimes they go to another continent.
They're going away.
What is this? What is this keyboard marked Julia?
Oh, don't you remember we put that in?
Hello.
There it is.
There you go. There's a 5-year-old with some pizzazz.
Yeah,
that was a 3-year-old.
Really?
Yeah.
She was 3 there,
and she was cutting spots better than most of the people at JFK.
Wow.
You know, I can't understand how both Robert and Julia became so incredibly verbal. It's not like their parents talk a lot.
The amazing thing, Mike, we had them tested. They're 100 percentile in verbal, but they're all losing their hearing.
That's the way it goes.
That was 3?
Yeah.
Wow, no wonder he's a tough crowd.
Yeah.
And I want the best. I want the best for my nephew. Yeah.
You want a little more engagement, even from a little one.
Yeah.
That's it. And you want to please children and have children react to you like you want to please adults.
Exactly.
You're a pleaser, Rob.
And you know what? So are you. Yeah, I don't mean it in a bad way.
I know.
So is it your cousin's kid?
No, it's my nephew. It is my dad's wife's daughter's kid.
Oh, okay.
So actually my step-nephew, I guess.
Okay, perfect.
God, it's so confusing once you get out of that early family. We have a controversy on the show. I wanted to touch on this before we go to break.
You're not going
to
tell us about your party?
My party was fine. We had a bunch of people over.
Everybody had a good time.
Relationship Jimmy was here, which is, you know, my favorite Jimmy. And, you know, we... drank like 750 Miller Lights.
Yeah.
You know, ate a lot of. Jimmy did bring his hot dogs, which was awesome.
Oh, those, they are
those
best.
Super long dogs that he's got.
Jot dogs.
Yeah. So I mean, because as you know, something about me.
And I'll do anything for food.
Jimmy brought those by, and it was a great time. Good time had by all.
How many total do you think?
As far as me?
No. Not how many hot dogs did you eat?
14.
How many people were here in the Casa?
15.
Probably about the same. 15 people.
Yeah. And you can walk from here and see the fireworks of Manassas.
Our good friend Katie was here with Dan the Man, her husband, and
Daniel Van Herman.
We had April and Suzanne and their hubbies came by as well. You know, and Adam was there. April's wonderful son, Adam,
great
who's
kid.
Always just a really wonderful kid and a funny kid too. Just a great kid to have around. And really,
Dylan could learn from him.
Absolutely. And just a good time. And then it ended relatively early and to bed. Not a lot. The only thing about the fireworks here in Manassas, we went to the same spot up on the courthouse lawn.
Right.
And it looked like they were a little lower than they were the you know, the previous
like
time.
Like 15 feet?
Well, it wasn't so low that it was a big deal.
Right.
And it was my call to bring all of my guests up to this location.
Mm-hmm.
And because I was there with RJ, and I'm not talking about RJ, I'm talking about Relationship Jimmy.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as the first firework went off, because he was sitting next to his wife, Maureen, he said, there's a big tree in the way.
That's okay. We'll see it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And he even called himself the optimistic fatalist. I'm the optimistic fatalist. Okay. More wine?
Did he mention that the convicts had a better view than you did?
It was. They probably
always
did.
Do. They probably did.
It's actually true. You know, the jail is really within a good eye line of seeing that. They
it might be a good
that.
Time to do a misdemeanor so you can watch the fireworks from the yard.
So I would give my fireworks party. It was great to have it right here.
That is
a good
great.
Solid 8. Good company, good food, but the fireworks kind of sucked, and they were low. It's like the wind was almost blowing them too low. I like for all fireworks, they ought to be way, way, way up in the sky.
Do you think there was a low ceiling?
Might have been something. I have no idea. They just were shooting them
you
off,
know
and
who
it looked
would
like
know
they were ground level.
What would be great? You need to talk to someone who is Chinese.
The Chinese know fireworks.
That's right, because they invented them fireworks.
Yeah,
the
shoot
Chinese.
Them rockets up in the sky, them Chinese. Thank you. So
chrysanthemum
that's it.
In the sky, Chinese.
I want to get to this, the Facebook controversy.
Yes.
Yesterday, a stunning development after Officer Meg had been here on the show. I was texted mid-afternoon. Oscar was here at the house because they were finishing up some studio work.
Right.
And Oscar and I were both in here when Meg texted me and informed me that Todd Moore had unfriended Meg as a Facebook friend.
Ouch.
What was the controversy again?
The controversy was Meg was talking about a charity that Meg had set up for, I think it's Officer Fitness.
Yes.
And asked Todd to do some computer work for her, you know, as some charity work.
Yeah.
And Todd had said he wants to get away from the computer, and Meg was not happy with that. And Meg told that story, even though I really kind of threw her under the bus by having her tell that story. And
there was a certain deer in the headlights look in Officer Meg's face when you brought it up.
Yeah, and after she did that, I looked later on the Facebook, and I was looking at Todd's, and Todd wrote this, which was a tell as far as that he was not happy with Officer Meg. I don't know if this is 100%.
There are two sides to every story.
Of course there
That's
are.
True.
I know you're standing up for your homeboy, and I completely understand that.
Begrudgingly.
Homeboy.
Yesterday when I read, wearing a Badger uniform to work, won't hide the fact that you're a mean person. So,
see, I thought when I saw that, I assumed he was talking about a fast food employee. I didn't know. I was on the outside looking in. I thought maybe he had a bad run in at Chipotle.
So with that said, Tomo is a friend.
Good guy.
Meg is a friend. And Oscar, was it your idea to do the teams?
No, I just mentioned, I said, I'm on Team Todd.
Oscar says,
so you began it.
No, but I just said it. I'm on Team Todd.
Well, you know how it works. Oscar says something, and I say, that's great.
Yeah.
I said, what do you mean that's great?
And I said, we're going to put that on our Facebook pages. Put on your Facebook page that you're Team Todd, and I'll put on mine that I'm Team Meg. And it exploded.
It did. I even got a message from Meg. She said, are you Team Meg or Team Todd? And I replied, Meg carries a gun. What do you think?
There you go. So we asked also, Tomo's going to be coming in on Friday.
Yeah,
right?
he actually has a national story that he's a part of that's been picked up by Forbes magazine and a bunch of other tech sites.
It's a very interesting, going to be an interesting segment. He's going to talk about that. It involves patents and all that stuff.
So Friday. But let me say,
we'll spend a good 45, 50 seconds talking about
that. Have him prepare some jokes.
A personal note to my friend Todd Moore.
Yes.
Sometimes you make it hard to be your friend.
I want it to be really clear that I am extremely fond of both Meg and Todd. It just, it's interesting.
Hard to choose a side, isn't it?
Oh, terribly.
This is a moment. So we're all, and again, thanks for being here, Rob. So we're all working on the studio a little late night around 5:30 p.m.
Right.
And
I really did miss out. More time with you.
And Carla yells from the other room, Mike, whose team should I be on? And Mike yells, Team Meg, you're my wife.
That's because we started it.
Because she's torn because she loves compulsive so
she
much.
She loves compulsive. Yes. Carla loves compulsive more than anybody else.
I will tell this to Todd that with the kids and Carrie and I went to dinner on Monday night, and there was a point when the waitress came to the table to say, is everything all right? all four of us were playing compulsive.
Yep.
At the same time. Yeah. It is as addictive as anything I've ever picked
up. I wish him nothing but the best with that. So he's going to be coming by on Friday to talk about that and just tell him that, you know, I don't know Todd and how he reacts to things that much. I don't know Meg that well. I've only known Meg for a short period of time. The fact is that this was funny, though.
Let me say this.
Your best pal?
There are two sides to every story.
Right. Sure.
But yesterday, above all days, was a day that there are times probably when you watch headline news or CNN, and there's some big court case breaking nationally.
Right.
And you've got a lawyer out there that's really doing his best, like a crackerjack lawyer, right? That's probably working pro bono because he cares about the case.
Yes.
And there's always a guy that's being represented by this lawyer that just can't stop getting in the way of his own case. Like he just can't stop. He, for some reason, he just doesn't want to win, it feels like.
Right.
So the lawyer has to come out and be like, oh, no, he didn't mean this. He didn't mean that.
Getting tired of it, are you?
Oh, my God. I might have to recuse myself from this case.
All right. Well, you know, we're going to give him a chance to come in here, and I would love to see peace between these two kids.
Me too.
Heck, I want to see him walk down the aisle together. Who am I kidding?
And I want to see the return of our new character, Oscar Santana, Cracker Jack Lawyer.
There you go. We'll take a break. News you may not need coming up next on the Mike O'Mara Show. Take no style. You got a thirst for killing. Grab your mind. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We talk about it all the time. It's Hulu Plus. Rob loves it. I love it.
Best.
You love it as well. TVs, game consoles. That's where you can get all the content you want with Hulu Plus on your Blu-ray, Apple TV, your smartphones, your tablets. Hulu Plus is where you get your favorite content anywhere. Full seasons of your favorite shows, even full seasons of classic TV shows, when and where you want them. Hulu Plus has shows like Saturday Night Live, Community, Monday Night Raw, which Robert Jr. III, sorry about that.
That's fine.
Robert III loves it, and Modern Family. The list is endless. You want to watch TV when you want to watch it and on the device you want to use. Use Hulu Plus. TMOS listeners can get an extended free trial right now. Just click the Hulu Plus link at MikeOmerishow.com. Or go to HuluPlus.com/TMOS.
Last night I watched two episodes of Rockford Files. It's great.
Oh, it's got Rockford Files?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome. The best. Control what you want to watch, when you want to watch it. The list is endless, and check them out, and they're good supporters of this show as well. They will help you watch your TV when you want to watch it at Hulu Plus, and we thank them very much, everybody.
From around the globe, across the nation, looking through your neighbor's window, the Mike O'Mara Show now presents News You May Not Need. A comprehensive look at the stories you may or may not be talking about during your daily activity. And now, news you may not need.
Investigators are trying to understand whether automated cockpit equipment on Asiana, I keep having a problem with
it's
that pronunciation.
Great on pasta.
Flight 214, they said they were relying on it to control the airliner's speed, and it may have contributed to the plane's dangerously low and slow approach just before it crashed. New details in the accident investigation that were revealed Tuesday, they were not conclusive about the cause of the crash, but they raised potential areas of focus.
Mike, I wanted to ask you about this, and I can't believe you haven't talked about this yet, is that you spent the most time on flight simulator games.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Approach and takeoff is one of the hardest parts of any flight,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, specifically.
And most dangerous.
Well, you know, and I base this just on simulators. Yeah. And,
right.
In your Xbox 360 games.
And I'm not talking to pilots, but it would seem to me, based on the simulations, that, you know, the landing is a tougher deal.
Yeah.
You know, there's
landing even harder than takeoff,
oh,
right?
Absolutely. I think landing is the key. The other thing that was discussed, I've seen this online a couple of times, is the culture. They're talking about the culture of the Asian pilots, where deference to elders might play a role in some of these younger pilots not speaking up, even on a less experienced pilot that's flying new equipment. Who knows? It's too much respect. They talk about another Asian crash of, I think, a Korean airliner where the co-pilots did not speak up when the senior officer was making some mistakes. So if that's the case, that's kind of weird, and they have to really visit that in these training situations with the pilots. So we'll see what happens, but they want to know whether the automated systems malfunctioned or the pilots were not fully aware of what the plane was doing.
So the head pilot was actually Herb Welch.
Hey, what are you doing? I'm not going to take any advice from a haircut. There you go, everybody. Thank you. George Zimmerman's attorneys are finishing up their defense of the Florida Neighborhood Watch volunteer charged with killing Trayvon Martin. Though the judge first must rule on two requests by defense attorneys, Zimmerman so far has not testified it. I don't think he will be testifying. But jurors saw repeated video recordings of Zimmerman telling his side of the story to police investigators. The defense started its case last Friday. If it keeps to the schedule anticipated by Mark O'Mara, I always pronounce it that way.
You would separate yourself from him.
He doesn't put the E in there. Mark O'Mara, they say the presentation will take about half of the time of the prosecution and call on about half as many witnesses. They're saying that they believe that the defense attorneys think they've got an airtight case, that they've shredded the prosecution's case, and we'll see what happens.
I don't know much about law, but I watched that cartoon that they did, and I didn't think it was funny at all.
The cartoon?
The cartoon.
The animation?
There was no good.
It was about a squirrel.
They'd drop an anvil, maybe. That'd be funny.
It's no good. A man linked to the murder case involving former New England Patriots player Aaron Hernandez cast him as the trigger man in a police interview, according to documents filed Tuesday in Florida that provide the most damning evidence yet against the star athlete.
Shocked.
So I read a play-by-play of how the Massachusetts State Police or the police department actually tracked his timeline.
Right.
So he lied so much throughout his actual statements to police that he wasn't in certain places. There are cameras
everywhere. Yeah. Everywhere.
And they nailed him. And one of the places they nailed him is when they went to go pick up the victim from his condo.
Right.
They nailed him from surveillance video from the condo across the street where they show the guy get out and get into their car.
Yeah. Furthermore, it's not like he cuts a subtle silhouette. He's a big guy.
Yeah.
He's easy to spot and people are going to recognize him.
Hernandez is charged in the murder of Odin Loy. The records say Hernandez's associate Carlos Ortiz told Massachusetts investigators that another man, Ernest Wallace, said Hernandez shot Lloyd in an industrial park near his home in North Attleboro, Massachusetts.
You know how the alleged setup is?
What's that?
They stopped to take a leak,
yeah,
and just three of the men got out, and the guy who was driving was Ortiz, they say. And they all three of them went to go take a leak. Maybe your boys, maybe you drank a lot, say, hey, pull over real quick.
Right.
And then the guy said he heard a gunshot, and two of them just got back in, and they took off.
Jesus.
Wow.
Like almost like a mob hit, right?
Yeah, yeah. And I'd love to know the circumstances. That will be a trial that I'll be watching because I'm kind of curious about the way that works.
Big news, boys!
What's that, Mike?
This is such a tragedy. Elizabeth Hasselbeck is leaving the desk of The View.
Damn it!
Guess where she's going?
I could probably guess. Does it start with an F?
Yeah, that's right. The couch on Fox News Channel's Fox and Friends.
Oh, she and Steve Doocy will really be hard-hitting, won't they?
Yeah, the news network said Tuesday that Hasselbeck will join co-anchors Steve Doocy and Brian Kilmeade on the three-hour morning show Fox and Friends in September. Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, will be her last day after a decade on The View.
Do you think they'll bring in a decent piece of ass to replace her?
I doubt it. It's that show.
And that's the last vestige of sexuality.
Barbara Walters, they're going to bring in a troll.
Well, Barbara's leaving.
Yeah, Barbara's
leaving. She's probably leaving because Barbara's leaving.
Joy is leaving.
Oh.
You know, really, to be honest,
Sherry Shepherd has heeled to the chair.
Oh, God. Do you know? Yeah, she'll never leave. Seriously. She's like a Klinger on MASH.
You know, Klinger's a good word for her.
I love Whoopi, though.
Oh, she's good.
Yeah. I will love Whoopi forever as long as she's on that Few. I'll be watching. On Monday night, a couple was eating at a fancy Italian restaurant in Manhattan called Verso.
Oh, it's a very good thing.
We give you a big plate of pasta as big as your head.
Hey, you want me to bring over the organ grinder and the monkey?
This is good stuff. As they sat there in the restaurant Verso, the woman just decided to whip off her shirt
and
sit there topless. I saw a picture of this online.
Nice.
Looking good.
You know what? If you were sitting next to the woman, you would not be not amused. It would be she was
How's
hot.
That?
She had a hottie factor.
Okay, good.
Built for speed or pleasure?
Speed.
She motorboat?
Kidding. I don't think it was.
She motorboated some
In my opinion, based on the photograph, they.
The old sailor you.
They weren't really motorboating material.
Oh.
In my
pert,
opinion.
Though?
They were pert.
Nice.
They were pert, and she was at a table in an Italian restaurant. Women are allowed to be topless in public in New York, but that doesn't apply once they're inside restaurants where the whole no shirt, no shoes, no service.
Right, of course.
The manager ended up escorting the couple out of the restaurant. No charges will be filed for what it's worth. She was hot.
Yeah.
And so
manager Anthony Bucco.
Arthur Bucco.
Arthur Bucco.
Arthur Bucco.
In January, 60-year-old Wanda Leanne Podersky of Manhattan Beach, California,
one of mine,
was convicted of 29 felony counts of insurance and disability fraud. She worked as an Amtrak clerk and ended up faking a disability that collected her more than $650,000, and she used it to travel the world.
Hey, how nice.
Yay. But when she was due to be sentenced to 20 years in prison, she never showed up. U.S. Marshals have been trying to track her down ever since, and they got a big break on June 5th when Wanda decided to taunt them on Twitter.
Oh, people are so stupid.
She's this badass is sitting on a beach somewhere. Yeah. They're never going to catch me. She tweeted, quote, "Catch me if you can." They
I'm
did.
Having ice cream and insurance paid for it.
Thanks to the tweet, they could.
Yeah.
And they did. They were able to trace it to Rosarito, Mexico.
Aha!
Yes, sir. Hello, Wanda. Hope you're enjoying your time on the beach, taunting us.
Oh, my God.
Twitter or something.
She was arrested there last week. On Monday, she was back in court for jumping bail. Whatever sentence she gets for the bail jump, that will be tacked on to her 20 years, ladies and gentlemen.
Boy.
Yeah, it's pretty good stuff. And now a little something something. Are you ready for this? Early Monday morning in San Antonio, Texas, a man was home with his girlfriend when his ex-girlfriend showed up and started yelling. The guy decided how they decide things in Texas. He grabbed his shotgun.
Nice!
His girlfriend tried to be the voice of reason and got in the way to keep her boyfriend from shooting, but he still tried to shoot his ex, and in the chaos, he missed and accidentally shot his current girlfriend in the chest.
That's sad, right?
She was rushed to the hospital in critical condition, but it's now been upgraded to a stable condition. The man has been arrested, and the ex-girlfriend is no longer yelling because she got everything she wanted. Yes. We'll take a break. Come back with Rob in the audio vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show every
Bobby.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Encore Insurance Services, LLC. They are the people who bring you this show every weeknight on 102.9 WTNT. For a free life insurance quote, visit smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748. They do all the work for you, don't they, Oscar?
Yes, they do.
Encore will compare rates to help you save. License and disclaimer info at smartterm.com. Be sure and thank them for sponsoring TMOS.
Yes.
I just re-upped my policy.
You did?
Yes.
Well, hopefully...
happy about it.
Shannon won't push you down a flight of stairs.
Oh, she's not the beneficiary.
Oh, really?
We're not married.
Encore. We'll get to that in a later show.
Wow.
That stopped me in my tracks.
Yeah.
That's right. You're not married.
No.
Papa, Mama?
No.
Luca?
The cheapest one in my family.
Really?
That's who you leave the money to.
Oh, you do?
With instructions. Okay. And that's my brother, the anesthesiologist.
Hey, it's a Latin thing.
You know what would be a great beneficiary? This company.
Hi, pal. How you doing? We'd love that. Huh?
There might be some instructions for you guys.
Oh, that's sweet.
Sweet.
Encore Insurance Services at smartterm.com. Let's open up the audio vault for July 10th, 2013. Rob Spiewak.
Breaking news, Mike. Breaking news that I'm surprised you didn't have in the previous segment. Pat Robertson still has a job.
Really?
Pat Robertson is still talking stupid on Facebook. On 700 Club, rather.
I hate him.
And here he is talking about people that are posting gay posts on Facebook. This is a real television show. This is a real guy, and he's getting away with this stuff on television?
I'm not one who switches on likes in Facebook, so it's hard to say, but what you're saying is, yes, I like this kind of thing.
Sounds plugged in, doesn't he?
You know, it's just astonishing, but in the world that he lives in...
He subsists.
He thrives because we are getting dumber.
Yep.
As a society, we are getting dumber and we are getting more bigoted.
I want to remind people, this is Pat Robertson, not an episode of Tech 411. Let's get back to the text.
Got a couple of same-sex guys kissing. Do you like that? Well, that makes me want to throw up. But if you think you punch, to me, I would punch vomit, not like.
Not sure that option's there. But
they don't give you that option on Facebook.
Pat Robertson pulling for the vomit button on Facebook.
Why don't people take, this is what I don't understand. That mother effer should not get a pass for saying something like that.
Right. Because there are things you say in the locker room. There are things you say in the privacy of your own vehicle when somebody cuts you off in traffic. And then there are things you say when you have a national forum with television cameras in your face. And this old codger fossil, I don't
continues.
Care that he works
to
for
do it.
Praise the Lord or wherever the hell
right,
he's
what
working
is now.
For. And incidentally, okay, do you need do you need to do any more research to see where all this stuff ties in together? where you get the, you know, incidentally, if you ever want to watch a show, and I know a lot of people watch Bill Maher, but Bill Maher can articulate the way this country looks at race
right.
better than anybody can look at race.
You're
he
right.
really, really can. And he has some very interesting thoughts on the Paula Deen deal and how the liberals get up in arms about that. But at the same time, they don't go into the detail about, you know, guys like this seem to get a pass. I don't get it.
You've alluded to
bigotry.
It. You just alluded to it, Mike. We are, as a nation, are getting stupider.
I think we are.
Let us turn our eyes to Muskegon, Michigan, is it
Muskegon.
Called?
Muskegon.
Muskegon.
Absolutely.
Where a young lady named Julia Merfeld thought it would be better to kill her husband than get a divorce. Thought it'd be easier. So she asked a coworker, can you kill my husband for me?
Okay.
I'll give you 50 grand, she said, because I'm going to get 400 grand in insurance.
Ooh,
and wow. And so this is where it gets really great. The coworker says no and talks to the cops. So they set her up with a quote-unquote hitman. This is so awesome. This is the actual tape of the undercover sting, her talking to the fake hitman, who's a policeman, as they set up the deal to kill her husband.
Wow.
Surveillance audio of Julia Merfeld of Muskegon, Michigan.
When I first decided to do this, like it's not that we weren't getting along, but I mean, I was just, it was easier than, as terrible as it sounds, it was easier than
divorcing him. Stop right
there.
Did she just say it's not that we weren't getting along?
Yeah, but she said that she'll go on to say that it's easier than getting a divorce. Let her go on.
You know, I didn't have to worry about the judgment of my family. I didn't have to worry about breaking his heart. Stuff like this is like kind of like a clean getaway. I mean, it's going to break my heart when it happens, but I mean, it's something that I've been thinking about.
She's been thinking about it.
Holy yes!
Yeah.
She's nuts.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, my God.
And you wonder why I changed my policy.
Yeah. She's concerned, Mike. She's concerned talking to the fake hitman. Is it going to be painless?
Okay, you said, you know, something about a gunshot. So is that how you want me to do it? You want me to shoot him?
Unless you can do it painlessly, you know, breaking his neck, that would...
Well, you know, I would prefer to use either a knife or a gun. That's quick and easy.
I said it's painless, less painless.
Okay. Where do you want me to shoot him? Do you want an open casket, a closed casket? What do you want?
I don't want an open casket. I mean, the most painless way you could possibly do it, I don't really... I don't care about anything else.
She is so cold.
It's so chilling.
Isn't it?
Jesus.
And that's the real deal, man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm not going to let Carrie hear those tapes.
But it wasn't that they weren't getting along, Mike.
No. And also, what's going to happen is she's not going to be judged by her family now.
Wow.
Which is nice.
That is so weird.
Think she'll be judged by the family when it's on 60 Minutes that she was hiring a hitman?
Hey, let's just, for the sake of argument, also, don't we have stories like this every 3 months?
All the time.
You know, you would think, really, if you know, it's just something. That is the last thing I would resort to in any circumstance in my life is like, hey, how are you? Hey, listen, do you know somebody that could kill somebody for me?
I don't want to break his heart.
I don't want to break his heart.
Now, I do have to turn the page here. This is serious, but I'd be remiss if I didn't bring it up. Yesterday was the memorial service for those sole survivors of the hotshots.
The firefighters. The 19.
And there was a guy named Brendan McDonough. He was the sole survivor of that.
The lookout.
Yeah. And he read what is called the hotshots prayer.
Okay.
And, you know, we've gone days without mentioning this.
Yep.
Remember, these are our first responders.
Absolutely.
These are the people that save our lives.
Right.
And just take a moment and listen to this.
Well, I am called to duty, Lord, to fight the roaring blaze. Please keep me safe and strong. I may be here for days. Be with my fellow crew members as we hike up to the top. Help us cut enough line for this blaze to stop. Let my skills and hands be firm and quick. Let me find those safety zones as we hit and lick. For if this day on the line, I should answer death's call, Lord, bless my hotshot crew, my family, one and all. Thank you, and I miss my brothers.
Just thought we wanted to hear that.
That's tough.
Moving on. Good news in Texas, Mike. Rick Perry has announced he will not seek re-election.
Ah, he kind of sounds like the other guy from Texas, too.
Which, and I think it'd be, if you're ever excited about someone not choosing to seek office, let's go back to one of the highest, greatest moments of a storied political career.
Let's do it.
Rick Perry.
And I will tell you, it's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, and the what's the third one there? Let's see.
EPA.
EPA. There you go. No, okay.
Yeah, there you go.
I tell you what, we'll miss you, Rick.
See you long.
Enjoy your retirement.
Gone, little doggy doo.
And another. We close with this. I guess good news. I'm not sure if it's good or bad. We are no longer the fattest nation. America is no longer the fattest nation.
Very
really?
Good.
Really, this right. is true.
A new report just came out and reveals that Mexico has replaced the United States as the world's fattest nation.
We're so happy.
Everybody's cheering.
Yeah. In fact, now Mexicans are trying to cross the border just to ask, are you going to finish that?
That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great day, everybody.
I love that. That's it. We got to get out of here. Our show today was brought to you by Rory Callahan and RC Kitchens. Your kitchen, the most important room in your home. They can do great work for you. Contact Rory Callahan and his crew today at 301-537-3515. They can do so many things. Storage for books, home offices, mudrooms, entryways from D.C. to Delmarva. RC Kitchens takes the frustration out of remodeling. Call them again, 301-537-3515 or at rckitchens.com. Rory, we appreciate your business. On tomorrow's show, the worst pug breath of all time and the smell of dog pee in our brand new studio. Yes, my tribute to my favorite canines, Beluga and Frankie. God bless you, boys.
Why haven't any mechanics written you?
I don't know, but a guy that owns birds has.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, we'll see you. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Now that the show is over, don't forget to sign up for your free trial of Hulu Plus. Start watching your favorite hit shows right now. Go to MikeOMaraShow.com and click the Hulu Plus banner for your extended free trial. Or go to HuluPlus.com/TMOS. Again, click the Hulu Plus banner at MikeOMaraShow.com or go to HuluPlus.com/TMOS.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.